WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Women, is this a familiar scenario? You meet a guy. He seems to really like you, a lot. You start seeing each other. He's getting serious, and so are you. He even suggests moving in together. And just as you agree, he's gone from your life. You've been dumped. When this happens to the main character in Laura Zygmunt's new comic novel, she looks for explanations in the mating habits of animals, hence the unusual title of this novel, Animal Husbandry. It's Zygmunt's first novel, but it's not her first experience in the publishing world. She worked as a book publicist for a decade. I asked Laura Zygmunt to read from the beginning of Animal Husbandry, in which the main character first lays out her theory of why men dump women, her theory based on the mating habits of bulls and cows.
If someone had asked me a year ago why I thought it was that men leave women and never come back, I would have said this: new cow. New cow is short for new cow theory, which is short for old cow, new cow theory, which, of course, is short for the sad, sorry truth that men leave women and never come back, because all they really want is new cow. The new cow theory was not my theory, though I renamed it and refined it for my own purposes. The seed of the new cow theory was culled from an article on male behavior which caught my eye, partly because it appeared in a highly reputable newspaper and not in a self-help book with a 23-word title, and partly, too, I think, because of the timing, which was about 9 months after Ray had left me for no apparent reason, and right after I found out that his no apparent reason had had a name all along, new cow. The new cow theory was based on several seminal studies cited in the article on the mating preferences of the male cow. First, a bull was presented with a cow. They mated. When the bull was presented with the same cow to mate again, the bull wasn't interested. He wanted new cow, and this was old cow. At which point, the same cow was brought in again, only this time they disguised her slightly, with a hat or little dress. And again the bull refused to mate with her, because he could tell that she wasn't new cow, she was just old cow dressed as new cow. Finally, realizing the bull couldn't be tricked visually, they implemented an ingenious ploy. The old cow was smeared with new cow scent. Smelling new cow, the bull got up and crossed the barn to get a better look. But he was no fool. This wasn't new cow. This was old cow incognito. Old cow in sheep's clothing. Mutton dressed as lamb.
That's Laura Zygmunt reading from her new book, Animal Husbandry. So the main character in your novel, Animal Husbandry, who gets dumped by her boyfriend inexplicably, is based on is based on a relationship you had?
It's based on a composite of relationships that I had and that almost every single woman I know had. I mean, it was the kind of thing that it happens to you once and then you hear the same story, very similar story over and over again, so much so that you start to think you've all dated the same guy. And I think that's what was interesting to me was that, I mean, if it were just sort of an isolated case for me, it would be one thing. But I really, you know, in my misery, I started to, you know, talk to people just because I had nothing else to do. And and everyone sort of, you know, you mentioned the word, you know, dumped, and every, you know, you don't have to pull it out of people. I mean, everyone has a story.
Tell me what some of the patterns were in all the getting dumped stories that your women friends told you.
It seemed that there was a very particular kind of this species of getting dumped, and that was that, you know, you'd be sort of standing there one day and suddenly some guy would just fall in love with you, you know, beg you, pursue you, woo you, court you, etc. And all the women, you know, were sort of like, well, yeah, he, you know, he's nice. And then they were so ardent that the women fell in love with them. And then there's a power shift. And so, you know, the guy would have pursued them, would have begged them. You know, they would have said all the things first. You know, I love you first. I want to live with you, blah, blah. And the woman, you know, falls in love too. And then within, whether it's 6 weeks or 3 months or 6 months, or sometimes shorter than that, the guy would panic and leave. And just without sort of explanation. I mean, it wasn't based on, well, we fight too much or, you know, you smoke and I don't, that kind of thing. It just was, you know, 1 minute they're totally head over heels in love with you, begging you to, you know, be in love with them. Then you are, and then they're gone. And this was the particular arc of it that was so interesting, for lack of a better word, and maddening and sort of confusing and all that. And a lot of women I knew had had the same, very same experience.
Now, in your novel, Animal Husbandry, one of the warning signs that, that the woman has that something's not quite right with her new boyfriend is, you know, when they're looking at the new place that he wants to move into with her, he's using all this really flowery language, and he says to her, "My joy knows no bounds." And she thinks, what a really weird thing to say. He doesn't talk like this. Nobody talks like this.
What a dandy.
Yeah, well, how, in what way was that a warning sign? How do you diagnose, "My joy knows no bounds"?
Well, there's just something sort of, I mean, in hindsight, you look at that and you go, what, you know, really, truly, what a dandy. I mean, who talks like that? Who the person who talks like that is either, you know, a professor of literature, you know, at an Ivy League school, which he wasn't, but or it's somebody who is so in love with the idea of being in love that they use that kind of language. And I mean, obviously it's not, you know, a hard and fast rule, but that's one of the signals. I mean, if somebody is just so in love with the idea of being in love, then you have to start to wonder, as opposed to the, you know, being really realistic about what it means.
Now, in the novel, the woman in the book falls in love with a man who, after he falls in love with her, I might add, he's already in a relationship. In fact, he's supposed to be getting married to this other woman, but they haven't had intimate relations in a long time. He seems to have really fallen out of love with her. So the main character in your book is able to rationalize all of this. Well, he doesn't really love her. It's a bad relationship. Yeah. Now, the woman who he was supposed to marry is the assistant director of an abortion clinic during the day, and at night works in a shelter for abused women. Yeah. And so what the main character thinks is, oh, God, she's probably so politically correct. And I'm thinking, what happened to sisterhood? You know, really?
Well,
she has such a negative reaction to the fact that this woman works in a shelter and an abortion clinic.
Yeah, well, I think that's more, in the character's defense, it's more of, you know, it's more of just the competition thing. It's like, well, you know, how humorless can you be if these are your two jobs? I mean, obviously she doesn't have, you know, a personality because she's so good. I mean, she's basically jealous of her that she's a do-gooder and that she's not. But yeah, a lot of times sisterhood does go out the window. You know, a lot of times it doesn't. I mean, I would be nowhere without my closest female friends who I've been very lucky, and my women friends have been unbelievable. On the other hand, every now and then, a woman will date your ex-boyfriend and totally shock you. So, I mean, you just, you know, that happens a lot more rarely, but, yeah. Okay. All right, I'm shamed.
Laura Zygmunt is my guest, and her new novel is called Animal Husbandry. Have you redefined your ideal man as a result of your relationship gone wrong and the research that you did for your new novel?
Mm. I think so. I mean, I'm not sure that it changed because I wrote the book. I think it changes with age and maturity on my part, too. I mean, I'll always be attracted to a guy with a washboard stomach, but, you know.
What is a washboard stomach?
A washboard stomach is, you know, abs.
Oh.
Ripples and ripples of abs.
Oh.
You know, how shallow of me. But, I mean, part of what comes with age and maturity in the dating arena is that you, in certain ways, you accept more than you did when you were younger. And in other ways, you will not accept certain things that you did accept when you were younger. I'll accept, for instance, less bad treatment, you know, from a guy than I would have 10 years ago or 5 years ago. On the other hand, I'll accept, you know, a stomach that isn't washboard now. You know, I mean, it's so you change what you're willing to accept. But, I mean, basically, the character traits of men have always been the same. I mean, you know, I want a nice, smart, I don't care what they do for a living, and someone basically who I connect with on a, you know, on various levels.
Not to be obnoxious here, but we know when rippling abs are really important, one shouldn't be surprised if one's made as a narcissist.
You're right. No, I mean, that's the thing. I mean, at the time, when you're 27 or 26, you don't really know that. I mean, you sort of, you see the abs and you're like, I'm in love. And of course, there's other things to back that. I mean, the person's smart or they're this or they're that. But you have to understand, which is something you don't understand the first time you go through it, that a lot of times you have to really pay attention. I mean, you have to pay attention to what people do and what they say.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times what they say, you know, are just words. And if you let yourself be wooed by flowery, you know, my joy knows no bounds, and you don't pay attention to what they do, if you don't pay attention to the fact that they're cheating on their girlfriend, their fiance to be with you, which they'll do to you, you know, down the road. If they're capable of doing it once, they'll do it to you. It's a fine line to walk after that. I mean, you have to be careful and smart about, you know, who you give your heart to. And on the other hand, you have to not be bitter. I mean, you have to always have a sort of sense of hope that, you know, hope and possibility that love will work. Because if you don't, you'll kill yourself. So it's a very fine line to walk.
Well, Laura Zigman, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Laura Zigman is the author of the new novel, Animal Husbandry.